What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Blown Away, a fandom podcast. Blown Away is a class project of JAMS 855 Participatory Cultures in the Digital Era. I'm your host, Naomi Wilson, and today's episode is all about hip-hop fandoms. We will be looking at female artist Megan Thee Stallion and just analyzing what ideas about femininity and body size are promoted in these music videos. We will also be looking at the Hotties fandom and how they've created a culture around Megan Thee Stallion's celebrity persona. Stay tuned. Let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion's career and how she has established the hot girl image. Megan Thee Stallion is an African-American rapper-songwriter from Houston, Texas. Her real name is Megan Pete, and she began using the stage name Megan Thee Stallion after being referred to as a stallion in her teens due to her height and stature. Since 2016, Megan has garnered so much attention on social media platforms like YouTube and Instagram due to her explicit freestyles and her self-confidence. In 2018, she signed to 300 Entertainment, where she released Fever in 2019 and her debut studio album, Good News, in 2020. Fans were instantly drawn to Megan Thee Stallion's alter ego, Hot Girl Meg, who was described as embodying Megan Thee Stallion's sexual ambiguity and carefree personality. She introduced her alter ego, Hot Girl Meg, on her EP Fever in 2019. Throughout Megan's music, Hot Girl Meg is known for her signature ad-libs like Hot Girl and Hot Girl Summer. The success of Megan Thee Stallion's alter ego, Hot Girl Meg, is due to previous female hip-hop artists such as Roxanne Shanté, Salt and Pepper, Lil' Kim, and Foxy Brown. These influential female hip-hop artists normalize songs about female desire and open expressions of female heterosexuality. All right, let's focus on another popular song by Megan Thee Stallion from her debut album, Good News, in 2020 called Body. Yadi 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 yadi. In the course of Body, Megan clearly describes what a hot girl looks like. According to Megan, a hot girl is someone who is curvy, with a large chest and a little waist. Not only does this narrow definition of a desirable female body limit who is considered to be attractive, but it also limits the females who are allowed to participate in the Hotties fandom. However, fans aren't drawn to Megan Thee Stallion's music because they do match her description of a hot girl's body type. They're more drawn to the ideas that her music promotes about the importance of self-confidence. So I'm here with Jamila, who's a fan of Megan Thee Stallion. Jamila, when were you first introduced to Megan Thee Stallion's music?
I was first introduced to Megan Thee Stallion when she first released a song that was entitled Big Ol' Freak. So Big Ol' Freak was just basically, you know, letting her, exposing herself as far as on a sexual, more so, platform, kind of just showing her confidence in another way. And then as I began to listen to Megan even more, I fell in love just with her music naturally.
And have you listened to her new album, Good News?
Yes, I have.
What songs do you like on there?
I like a few songs. So I love Body. That's a really good song. Mm-hmm. And I also love Hot Girl. That's a really good song as well. And I love the song that she has featuring DaBaby called Cry Baby.
Okay. And what, let's just talk about Body real quick. What do you like about the song Body? Like, because the music video is really crazy. Like, yeah. The dance is so, like, active and hyper. Right. It makes you want to get up and dance. True. But besides the beat, what else are you interested in? What else draws you to the song?
Well, like you said, of course, the beat. But aside from that, I do like the fact that she just focuses on the body in general. Like, the category is body. Look at the way it's sitting. You know, it just gives you a bit of confidence about yourself, especially when you have something nice, or even if you are a little tall, maybe lost a little weight, or even if you're not, just self-confidence within your own skin. It's like, hey, look at me, look at my body, look at what I'm wearing, look at what I'm doing. So I also like, if it wasn't me, I would have seen myself, and I would have bought me a drink, took me home, did me long. It's like, basically, again, look at me. I have this high confidence. Even if I don't get a compliment, I'm still you know, top notch. I'm still the apple of whoever I'm still eye-catching when I enter a room. So
the description when she puts in body, body crazy, curvy, wavy, big titties, little waist. Do you feel like that excludes certain women from participating in the hot girl fandom? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, limits who can be considered a hot girl?
Yeah, I can definitely understand why it can limit who would be considered a quote-unquote hot girl due to those specific lyrics, body crazy, big titties, little waist. I can totally understand that. However, just playing the devil's advocate, I can understand, you know, maybe she's just speaking of herself on how her own body is, or, you know, maybe women she's around more frequently. However, I try to not think of it as not including women of all shapes and sizes, because anybody could be a hot girl, of course, but I can totally understand where you're coming from with that point.
Yeah, because like I looked at her merch. Now, I do think that she promotes a lot of positivity in her fandom. I think more people are drawn, because I was watching the body challenge on TikTok. Have you done it?
No, not yet, actually. I definitely consider doing it, though. Mm-hmm. It really looks really fun.
Yeah. Have you seen any videos, like of people doing it of different sizes, or just, like, everybody participating?
Yeah, everybody's participating. I feel like no one's offended by the specific lyrics in Megan's songs, mm-hmm. as far as little waist or big titties or, you know, I just feel as though everyone feels included. Maybe it's motivational for some women to maybe just tone or target areas where they feel they want to, you know, get toned a little bit more, or, you know, things like that. I just feel that she's not doing it to be mean or malicious.
Yeah, I completely understand. And how is it in the fandom? Like, because you commonly tweet, you know, with fans on Twitter, mm-hmm. and, you know, you engage in the discussions.
Right.
What is it like in the fandom there? Like, are women positive? Yeah. You know, what are
women are encouraging there, you know, especially because Megan also, you know, is in school. I think she graduated. I'm not sure specifically, but I know that she surely attended college or attending college. So it gives hot girl another definition. It could be anybody. Like, it could be a student, it could be a single parent mom, it could be a nurse, it could be somebody that's just working a typical 9-to-5, you know. So it could be all sorts of people. So I feel like in that hot girl fandom, we're always just encouraging, uplifting. Everybody's pretty much, you know, wanting to be a hot girl.
Yeah, so I have a couple tweets from fans. One fan on Twitter wrote, "I feel so empowered and sexy last night. I feel even more empowered today. Hashtag hot girl. Hashtag hot girl shit. No fucks given." So, and this is a picture of her in lingerie, and then her zooming in on a picture of her makeup. So, like, are these common in the fandom? Like, people just posting pictures of days when they feel confident?
Yeah, it is very common and very popular. You know, people are more confident in general with their body, just given other artists as well, like Lizzo. You know, just people just coming into their own and not afraid to show what they've been blessed with. So I definitely think she adds to that type of artistry.
I noticed that in response, though, Megan directly talks to the fans, to the hot girl fandom. And when Cardi B and Nicki Minaj was sort of going through their beef online, she actually tweeted, like, if you're a real hot girl, you will spread positivity and not engage in the beef. So how does that separate her from artists like Cardi B or Nicki Minaj fandoms, you know, or even the Beehive?
Right, of course. I just feel as though she uses her social media platforms and her presence in the industry in general to be just a model, you know, to kind of not follow the crowd of being messy or catty. She wants to promote women empowerment. So you know, it's just a movement right now for her. I feel as though saying, you know, we mess with everybody. If you're a real hottie, spread positivity. It's just letting women know that we don't have to bash one another to get along. Mm-hmm. We can all support one another, whether we agree or disagree on whatever. Mm-hmm. We can just come to a common ground and still be supportive of one another.
Right. And I was looking at her official website. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at Megan Thee Stallion's official website, and her sizes for her jumpsuits only stop at extra large. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that excludes certain women from having access to the merchandise that, you know, make the hot girl image? Because mm-hmm. What size do you wear?
A large.
Right. So do you think that only hot girls who can fit in XL or smaller have access to the Good News Inspire merch that is more revealing of their bodies? So women, the sweaters and the t-shirts, they go up to a 3X. So you're able to wear these clothes that more cover, that are like covering your breast and your body, but and purchase accessories, but the real hot girls can fit this jumpsuit or this dress, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. How does that limit the impact of the hot girl phrase?
In that sense, you know, I can understand totally how it can be perceived as the bigger women can't wear the smaller clothes, like they're only tailored towards these select styles. I do think that, you know, eventually her team or the company that she's working with should include all sizes for all clothing that is being released. Of course, there shouldn't be, you know, a differentiation in within clothes on who gets what or gets to wear what. So I do agree totally on that. I really don't have a specific position because, just playing devil's advocate again, it could be, you know, maybe she doesn't want women to feel kind of, I don't know, obligated. I mean, offering it would make it feel as a choice, but maybe she just, you know, brands or fabric or whatever she was trying to accomplish with the styles that she's released, maybe as though she just felt that wouldn't be appealing to some women to wear. Like, maybe she just of a different size. Like, maybe she felt as though, you know, hey, let's try a different angle with them as far as clothing, at least under my name.
The interesting thing is, though, you can't create a size for everyone. You're going to have to stop. Someone's going to be excluded. Correct. Regardless of if she expands the line or not. Mm-hmm. What do you think that the hot girl size should go up to? Like, what do you think a hot girl?
No, I don't think a hot girl has a size per se. Hot girl is all self within. It's all internal. So I don't feel as though it has a size limit on it. I think Megan could kind of, you know, transition this negative outlook that people may have on the different sizes or the different apparel options for bigger women in a different way, as far as, okay, we have these jumpsuits go up to a large. However, we have another set of jumpsuits that is, you know, a little bit more spandex, or, you know, just different colors or different patterns for this set, you know. So I feel as though it could be a win-win for everyone. You know, it's just how you present it and how you angle it to the mm-hmm. public.
Thank you so much for allowing me to have this interview with you and just get some more insight on the hotties fandom. I think it's a very good movement that's starting, and I'm very interested to see how it takes shape within the next year. So do you want to become a hot girl? It's easy. Simply download Megan Thee Stallion's debut album, Good News, and get access to her hit singles, including Savage Remix, featuring Beyonce, Girls in the Hood, and Body.